A very good afternoon to you from the sports team. It's been a beautiful day of cricket at the Kingsmead Stadium as Tristan Stubbs and Captain Themba Bavuma each knocked a ton for the Proteas in day three of their first test. Now the pair struck a 249-run partnership before their dismissals to help put South Africa 366 up in their second innings. Now Tristan Stubbs posted a magnificent 122 runs off 221 balls before falling victim to Vishwa Fernando. Themba Bavuma falling as well to 113 off 228 balls to set up a target of 516 runs before obviously declaring at 366 for 5. Currently at the crease for Sri Lanka, Nisanka and Karunatharathene is at the crease, or he falling to Kagiso Rabada rather. Shandimal is at the crease there alongside Nisanka for Sri Lanka. They are 15 with a loss of one wicket. And then over to some rugby. Sacha Feinberg and Gomez Zulu will wear the number 10 jersey. And fellow Springbok Mani Libok will start on the bench for the Stormers in tomorrow's United Rugby Championship clash with the Hollywood Sharks at the Kings Park Stadium. Now, Bok flanker Ben Jason Dixon is also back in from injury with veteran Zimbabwean Dave Evers at open side. Now, the Stormers are under pressure after only two victories in their five matches. They are currently in 13th place on the log with the Sharks in 9th. Now, the Durban Knights don't have the best record against the Cape side, having never won a match against them in the URC against the URC title holders. Tomorrow's Coastal Blockbuster kicks off at 5 p.m. And then shifting to F1 to close, the focus at this weekend's Qatar Grand Prix shifts to the Constructors' Championship after Max Verstappen secured his fourth consecutive F1 driver's title in Las Vegas last week. Now, McLaren have a 24-point lead over second-place Ferrari, with Red Bull 53 points adrift. Qualifying for the sprint race takes place at the Lusail Circuit after first practice this afternoon. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Khan.